I need is three partners at $50 a month from each church, and I'll be there. Are you there? Acts chapter 16, 25. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know what? This message is in Spanish, and it turns out that, no, well, let's see. Si hablas español, grita aleluya. Hallelujah. Si hablas español, grita gloria a Dios. Oh, good. Goodness. This didn't work. Last time I went to one church and I said that, and they didn't know what I said, but they all said gloria a Dios. And they all said hallelujah. But I was saying if you speak Spanish, because that way I could preach the message in Spanish, you see. But no, we're going to have to preach it in English today. Acts chapter 16, hallelujah, verse 25. Amen. Gloria a Dios. You ready? Praise God. Let's read the word of God. This one is for you today, in Jesus' name. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors opened, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang, praise be to the name of the Lord, in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs," everybody say, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Hallelujah. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in the house. And how many know, if you believe on the Lord, you're going to do what the Lord says to do to be saved. Praise be to God. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and were baptized. Hallelujah. Him, he and all of his straightway. See, when you believe on the Lord, you obey the word. See, they believed on the Lord to be saved, and that's why they got baptized. That's what you do when you believe on the Lord. Hallelujah. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God. Praise be to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's lift our hands and let's pray right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your presence. We ask that you move in this place in a special way. We know that you have come to transform and to deliver and to set captives free and to heal and to fill with the Holy Ghost and to do the miraculous in our midst. We know you have come tonight to do these things, God. So we just want to ask you, Lord, hallelujah, how to feel free to work in our midst, Jesus. We ask you, God, to move in the supernatural. Heal the sick, Lord, right now. Even as the word goes forth, let healing begin to take place in your peoples, in the body of your saints, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even as the word goes forth, Lord God, let the hakashaya, chains of oppression and depression and lies and fears be broken in this place, even as your word goes forth, Lord God. Let the river of the Holy Ghost move freely in this place. Let it flow and let it touch every single person. Let nobody leave here the same way they came, but let everyone be touched and transformed by your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your angels, Almighty God, come in this place and minister to the needs of your people. Even now, we pray in the mighty, all-powerful name of Jesus Christ. Let nothing stop, hallelujah, your will from happening in this service. We loose the power of God and we bind every spirit of opposition in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that God is going to do something special for you today, shout hallelujah and give the Lord hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph and victory. If you know that God's going to do something extra special for you today. Wonderful, wonderful. Let's give God the praise. You may be seated. So we hear the message, the title of the message, since it's in Spanish, you may be seated. It's La Alabanza. La Alabanza. Praise God. And I have at least one person that's going to get all of the message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's praise. That's the message. It's praise. The power of praising God. What will happen if you just praise God? Lift up your hands and praise God. Because we read what happens when you praise God. What do you need from God? Start praising God. Some people, the devil has stolen their praise. And as a result, they have all kinds of difficulties, all kinds of mental attacks from the enemy because they're not praising anymore. They're going around with worries and problems and stress. Oh, but if you begin to praise the Lord, you will bring the anointing and the power of God, and the yokes will be broken off of you, and you will be victorious. There's victory in the praise. There's victory in praising God. God's come to tell somebody, take back your praise from the devil. Hallelujah. Put a smile on your face and put a pep in your step. Hallelujah. And a jiggle in your feet and worship God. Hallelujah. And your victory will come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be sad. Just praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. And praise God. Hallelujah. If you want your enemies to bow down before you and ask you, what must I do to be saved? You have some people maybe on your job or some neighbors or whoever that they're just driving you crazy. If you want them to run to you and beg you, tell me, what must I do to be saved? Because you know all they need is salvation and they'll be different. So what you need to do is just praise the Lord. Even in the midst of your situation, just begin to praise the Lord. They were stuck in jail. They were in a horrible, uncomfortable place. And they couldn't even jump because they had bands on their hands and bands on their feet. But they decided, we're going to praise the Lord how we can praise the Lord. And if you're bound up by the devil, and when you're bound up, you know you're bound up. And you know, I just want to break free. And I don't know how to break free. Just start jumping. Just start jumping. Just start moving your hand. Even though you can't move too much, just start praising God. Just start worshiping God. Come on, somebody needs to start praying. Just start worshiping the way that you can. Because what's going to happen? There's going to be an earthquake. Hallelujah. Oh, there's going to be a moving and a shaking in the spirit world. And what's going to happen? The bands are going to be broken off of you. And you're going to be able to run and shout and praise the Lord. So start doing it now. Hallelujah. This message is not for you to feel good. This message is so you can understand where your victory lies. Hallelujah. Some people came to church with their hearts down. They came to church with their mind on so many things. Oh, some people, they've been stuck in mental distress all day long. And they just turned it off for a little while to come to church. And they're planning to pick it back up when church is over. Oh, but not today, devil. Oh, not today. In the name of Jesus, your party is over. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, because we're going to praise our way to the victory. We're going to praise the Lord till those bands come off. We're going to praise the Lord till our sorrow turns into joy. We're going to praise the Lord till we are set free. Praise the Lord. In the Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says it like that. Now, the Lord is spirit. Hallelujah. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When you praise the Lord, you start feeling the Spirit of God. This is the explanation as to why those bands get broken. Because you start to praise God and the Spirit of the Lord starts moving. And then liberty comes. Liberty means freedom. It means broken chains. It means a broken door, a broken down jail door. Hallelujah. It means freedom. That's what liberty is. I am free. So when you wanted to praise the Lord and you couldn't praise him, just praise him anyway. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, hakanoramoha. They bound up their feet and they bound up their hands, but they didn't take their mouths up. And so they were singing praises. Come on, sing a praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. And you're going to see your victory come to pass. I'm not going to go through this whole message. Hallelujah. Because we want to get down to where God's going to move in this place. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 22, verse 3. Praise be to the name of the Lord says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. But the simple pass on and they're punished. Praise be to the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't think that's the verse that we had. In here it says, pero tú eres santo, tú que habitas en las alabanzas de Israel. So it's saying, he that is holy inhabits the place of praises. Praise be to God. And that's what God does. When you begin to praise the Lord, he inhabits the place of your praise. Hallelujah. It don't matter if it's in your car or in your house or in the bathroom. Wherever you are, you start praising the Lord and he's going to fill that place up with his presence. Hallelujah. So we're talking about praising God. So how do you praise the Lord? No wonder I was reading from Proverbs. No wonder I couldn't find the right thing. Praise God. So how do you praise the Lord? I'm going to tell you how to praise the Lord. So therefore, there will be no questions on how to praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you how to praise the Lord so you don't have any doubts how to get the victory. For there's victory in your praise. But you've got to know how to praise the Lord. So, how do you praise the Lord? You praise the Lord singing. You sing a song and you praise the Lord. That's what they were doing. You praise the Lord. Can somebody shout out a song? Somebody shout out a song. Hallelujah. I'm not a singer, but there's a song coming in my mind. And the song said, I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise, yes, I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I've gotta praise, yes, I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise, the praisers are coming, the praisers are coming, yes, yes, yes. But I got to, wait. I got to tell you all the ways to praise the Lord. We got to get this. So you just hold up. You guys missed it. We're going to come back to the singing. What we'll do, wait, don't move. We're going to sing, but we're going to do the next thing with it, right? But you got to stop so I can tell you the next step, okay? Can't get out of control, okay? So the one way to praise the Lord is to sing. Yes. Me either, but I just sang because Jesus don't care if your voice is pretty or not. You just sing. Woo! Yeah. And another way is by dancing. David danced before the Lord with all of his heart. Come on, somebody give a dance to the Lord. Woo! Yes, yes. That's the way you praise the Lord. That's the way you break the chains. Woo! the next thing to do is to run. Now, who's going to run? Come on, somebody run. Somebody, woo! Somebody else run. Any more praisers? Come on, everybody, get up and start running. Woo, woo, woo. Get your victory now. Get your victory now. Get your victory now. Woo! Yes, 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 yes. Woo! Yes. Hallelujah. Chains are being broken right now. Chains are being broken right now. Victory is coming right now. Healing is taking place right now. Hallelujah. Victory is here right now. Woo! Wait, 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 wait. So you sing, you dance, you run, and you shout. Somebody was preaching one time, and they were talking about the spirit realm, and they were talking about the power of a shout. So you know the Bible says that the evil spirits, they're just floating in the air. Well, with one shout of a child of God, a hole is broken into their atmosphere. Hallelujah. With your shout, it's just like a hole is broken. And so blessings just start seeping through that hole. What if everybody shout? Oh, there's going to be blessings of rain of blessings in this place. Shout unto God. That's the way you praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, people are getting their victory right now. Another way to praise the Lord, jumping, jumping. Come on, they say leap for joy, leap for joy. When I think of Jesus, I leap for joy, leap for joy, leap for joy. Oh, yes. Yes, get your victory. Get your victory. Some people are getting their victory. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I think there's a spiritual earthquake right now, shaking up the situation in your life. It's happening right now. There's a spiritual earthquake, oh, shaking the foundations of the problems in your life. Woo, it's shaking. I think, hallelujah, hallelujah, some bands are being broken off of people. Woo! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So we're not going to go any further. There's a lot more stuff. You remember that man at the gate, beautiful? He couldn't even walk, but they prayed for him in Acts chapter 3, and he got up praising God. He was jumping, he was shouting, he was dancing. You remember King David? Oh, hallelujah. When he found out that the ark of God was coming back home, that the presence of God was returning to his house, oh, he got out in the street. And he started dancing before the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, we're going to praise God. God's going to do some things. There's some people here that need the Holy Ghost. God's going to give them the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And there's some people that need healing in their body. And God's going to heal. But we're going to take a few seconds and we're just going to praise God for what He's going to do. So you just go ahead and do what you wanted to do. Whatever you came up here to do, just go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. Let's just do it right now. Let's just praise God. Let's just praise Him. Let's just shout. Maybe we need a singer because I'm not a singer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, go ahead. You know, jump. Remember? Do I need to repeat? Worship God. Come on, praise the Lord. I mean, somebody needs to sing. Somebody needs to dance. Somebody needs to run. Somebody needs to shout. Somebody needs to dance. Oh, I got a praise. Woo! Yeah! Yeah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. for what he's done for you. Praise him for what he's going to do for you. Praise him for what he's going to do for your family. Praise him. Praise him like it's already done. Because what you're really declaring, and declare it done. And what you're going to see is God's going to move in your situation because you're praising God. Hallelujah. And you confuse the enemy when you praise God. Come on, go ahead and confuse the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Victory is here. Victory is here. Hallelujah. Now, there was another song that said, I'm not going to wait till my troubles are over. I'm going to dance till the victory comes. That's just what I'm talking about right there. We just danced for the victory. Now let's get the victory. We've already gotten the victory. Right now, we've already gotten the victory. If you need a healing in your body, right where you are, this is what you're going to do. Because we already thanked the Lord for that healing. And if it's somebody else that you want to pray for, you're going to lay hands on the part, on the place in your body that needs healing. Just put your hand on there. You're going to lay hands on it. And you're going to speak to it. Listen carefully. These are the instructions. If it's your eye that has a problem, and the problem is because the retina is not working, and you know it's supposed to, I don't know what the retina does in the eye because I don't remember biology class. But whatever it's supposed to do and it's not doing, you're going to command it to do what it's supposed to be doing. Right? If it's bone number 25 on the spinal column that's out of place, tell bone number 25, get back in your place. And it's going to have to happen because you know why? The Bible says, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and you speak to it and you don't doubt, but you believe. And let me tell you something about doubt. Doubt is kind of ridiculous because doubt is saying, I don't think God can do it. Now, God can do everything. So there is no room for doubt. And we all know and we all believe that God can do anything. So we're not going to doubt. we're going to believe. And we're going to speak to the mountain, and we're going to command the mountain to move, and the Bible said it's going to move. Is not what the Bible said? It said it's going to move. So the sickness in your body, it's the mountain. We're going to speak to it, and it's going to be moved. And reason number two, Jesus Christ, when he came on this earth, everybody that came to him and asked for healing, he healed every single one of them. There was nobody that he said, oh, look at the time. Healing hours is over, I'm sorry. Or he didn't say, oh, it's not my will. One of them, as a matter of fact, said, God asked, Lord Jesus asked him, what did he want him to do? And he said, if it's your will. And Jesus said, of course it's my will. Okay? So therefore, it's God's will for you to be healed. Jesus has not changed. Everyone says, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do we not say this? Is this true or is this not true? It's true. So everybody that comes to Jesus, they come and they ask for healing. He heals them. Here's the trick. Some people come and they go back and it seems like they're not healed. You know what? I figured out what happened. It's not that they weren't healed. It's that they put doubt in it. And what's doubt? It's a trick from the devil. So don't buy into it. Today, don't buy into it. Today, get your healing. So how does the doubt come around? Brother Jeff Arnold said it all the time. He said it like this. He said, you're driving down the road, and you hit a deer, and the deer dies, right? And the deer is lying down right there, and you're looking at the deer, and you're like, this deer does not look dead. He looks very much alive. He does not look like a dead deer. He looks like a live deer just sleeping. But he's actually dead. But you go back there a few weeks later, and you can tell that the deer is dead. And you look at it, and you know it's dead. Right? He's the same thing. You get your healing. When Jesus touches you, you're healed right away. Maybe you can't tell, but you just wait a few weeks, and you'll be able to tell. Because you're going to see that it's dead after a little while. So maybe you can't see it now, but you're going to see it. Because Jesus heals everyone that comes to him. Reason number three. I found this out. That Jesus came by Jesus' stripes. We are healed. We say that. But his stripes is for everybody. Everyone that comes to him for healing. How many know that Jesus died for everyone's sins so everybody could be saved? And how many know that not everybody gets saved? But it doesn't mean that it's not for everybody. Salvation is for everyone. Everyone. Jesus bore the stripes so everybody could be healed. Everyone. Some people come and claim their healing, and some people don't. Some people come and claim their salvation, and some people don't. So if you understand all of this, you see why God's going to heal you. You know? Some people don't come and get the Holy Ghost because they go to a church down the road that tells them that they don't even tell them about the Holy Ghost. So therefore, they don't know and they don't come and they don't get it. So sometimes we don't get our healing because we don't understand. But I figured it out. And I'm telling it to you, you're going to get healed today. So put your hand where the need is in your body. I did it. I was in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I was just getting started. I started deputation last January, and God told me, pray for people, they're going to be healed. And I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just praying, and God was just healing. And so I went home after one of the services. This service, one man got healed of his spinal column. Another one got healed of his sight. And another one, some problem with arthritis and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, God, but this is serious. You're healing here. God, you know, since you're in this healing thing, I need a healing. I told the Lord. Because I'm just figuring it out. Yeah. And so I had this thing on the side of my head. I didn't go to the doctor because I didn't want to know what it was. But it was like a little bump on the side of my head. And it was even peeling away. The hair stopped growing there. It's kind of weird, but it's my testimony. And It was there, and I could feel it, and it hurt. It was always hurting. But since I found out that Jesus was healing, I said, I'm going to do exactly what I tell these people to do. I told them, put your hand right there and command it to go in the name of Jesus. And it must go. So I did that. I woke up in the morning thinking about it because that was at night, you know. Then I got up in the morning. I was like, well, let's do this. And I put my hand there and I said, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Woo! And it left. Amazing. That's what the miracles are. It's amazing. And it's been gone and it's gone. And my hair has grown back there and everything. I'm healed. Because if you speak to the mountain, it's going to be moved. Put your hand right there, right now, in the name of Jesus, and start speaking to the need in your body. If you're standing in the gap for somebody, put your hand right where they need healing in their body. Speak to it. Exactly what needs to happen. Command it. Don't ask it. Tell it. Tell it. I command you, pain, to go now in the name of Jesus. Heart problem, I command you to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Back problem, I command you to be healed right now. Problems with the knees, respiratory problem, problems in the skin, problems in the head and in the brain. We command you to be healed right now. Holy Ghost power, we loose the angels of the living God to go around and start touching people right now and start healing every need in this place. We command you to be healed. Every sickness in this place, we command you to go now in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease, go now. Problems with the joints, go. Tumor, go. Arthritis, go. Hakanda rakanda ramashaya, rakanda ramasha. Sight problems, problems with the eyes. We command you to be healed. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and give God the praise. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give God thanks for what he's done. He's done some mighty things in this place. Lift up your voice and give him praise. Come on, shout unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to check your body. Check. Yes, that's right. Move your hand, move your elbow. Move your knee, bend your back, wiggle, whatever you got to run, walk. Check your body. I want you to check it right now. You're going to see what God has done. Go ahead. Walk around, move, move your hand. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. That young man that requested prayer, check it out, check it out. Hallelujah. Do you see what God has done? You see what God has done? Praise God. If you realize that God has healed your body, I want you to wave your hands right now. Just keep it up. I got to count. Keep it up. One, two, three. Wait. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 people are lifting up their hands. That God has healed their body. And I don't know if these kids, if they got a healing or not, they did. So, you got a healing? I counted 22 adults. And if it's, hallelujah, hallelujah. If it's them, it's 24. Hallelujah. Come on, give God the praise. You see what happens when you praise God? Now you know what to do. Praise God and keep your victory. Don't let the devil steal your victory. Don't let him steal your joy. Praise the Lord. Give him the praise. Now, what we're going to do next is just going to take a few seconds. Okay? If you need the Holy Ghost, if you've never spoken in other tongues, I want you to come running up here because God's giving it away today. Come quickly. Come quickly. In a few seconds, they're going to be speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. tell you something. You need the Holy Ghost. Let me just, come on. If the little girl named Kiara can get the Holy Ghost and cause revival, you can too. Right? Fill this church up in Jesus' name. Come on, anybody else? If you've never spoken in tongues, come to the altar. If they don't want to come, just drag them for me, please. Because you see, they don't know what they're missing, but they're going to find out. And they're going to be glad that you told them to come to the altar. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you how important the Holy Ghost is. You know God is coming soon, right? And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to prepare you, okay? You know God is coming soon. And you know the thing called the rapture? The rapture? That there's just going to be a day when God comes and he's just going to pull all of his people out of the world. And the rest of them that are not ready, they're not going to go. You know about this, right? That's the rapture. This is why we come to church. I mean, we love God and everything, but we don't want to go to hell. We want to go to heaven. Yeah. That's number one reason why I come. I was 10 days. I didn't even understand it all. And I was like, I need to be baptized to go to heaven. Baptize me right now because I am not staying here when the rapture comes. I'm going to heaven. Yeah, you got to find out what you need to do and do it. Now, if you don't know, you might miss it, but you're in the right place. So this is what happens. God is coming soon. No joke about it. No joke about it. I've been like, I'm going to Florida, and whoever in my family is not saved, I got to convince them quick because God is coming very soon. So here's the trick. When the rapture comes, now I don't know, somebody might know, I really need to research this because I keep referring to this scientific theory, and I don't even know what it's called because I don't normally like science. But, you know, it's just trying to explain all the stuff that God does. So it says it's the theory of maybe of relativity. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Yeah, maybe. It says, oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing. So anyways, it says that nothing can move unless something moves on it. Right? Is that the right one? More close? Whatever moves, it's because something causes it to move. So maybe that's not the theory. It's the other one, maybe. There's the one that says that nothing, if something moves, it's because something moves on it, right? And somebody's going to have to tell me, some science person, what this means. So you see this? It's moving. You know why it's moving? Because, and if I go, boom, it moves because something moves on it, right? And I'm going to research and I'm going to tell you guys my theory one day. I'll send it an email. So when the Holy Ghost, when the rapture comes, the only people they're going to go is the ones that have the Holy Ghost, because there is something that's going to take them out of this world. If not, they're not going to move. The ones that don't have the Holy Ghost, they're not going to move, because it's the resurrection power that rose Jesus from the dead. That's the power that's going to pull you out of this world. This is serious stuff. A lot of people aren't preaching about the Holy Ghost, and may God help them. Because you're leading people astray. You find out, you get the Holy Ghost, come on down. You get the Holy Ghost, and you tell everybody that you know about the Holy Ghost. I mean, we're teaching people about the Holy Ghost, and right there in the living room, they're getting the Holy Ghost. They were getting the Holy Ghost when I was in college. They were getting the Holy Ghost in the barbecue pits. Anywhere you find, in the college classroom. Everywhere, get people, get the Holy Ghost. You see all of you got the Holy Ghost? It's not so you just so you can get it. You got to get people to know about the Holy Ghost so they can get it too. Because that's what's going to take you to heaven. That's the force that's going to take you to heaven. And I'm going to heaven. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to heaven. So don't be afraid. I'm going to give you instructions, and I don't want to take up too much more time. I'm going to give you instructions. You're going to do three things. If you are too shy to come to the altar, just do it right where you are. You're going to get the Holy Ghost too. Okay? So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to repent. Right? Then you're going to ask for the Holy Ghost. And then you're going to praise the Lord. And as you praise your Lord, the praising is like a magnet. We just preached about praise. So when I say you're going to praise the Lord, don't forget what praise is. And one of them that I was standing here and I forgot and I didn't say another way to praise the Lord is to open up your mouth and give God some praise. Tell him wonderful things about him. Tell him hallelujah. Lift him up. Say some words that glorify God. That's a must when you're praising God. Right? So this is what you're going to do. One, repent. What's repent? It's praying and telling God to take control of your life. That's repentance. God, I've been doing things my own way all this time, and today it's going to stop. Today, I'm not going to go my way. I'm going to go your way. And everything that I've done while I was not following you wholeheartedly, forgive me of them. I turned my back on those sins. And now I'm going to serve you. You're going to give me your power and your anointing. I'm going to serve you. I give you my life. I give you my all. Today, from today, my life is completely yours. That's repentance. And you're going to do it. And number two, the Bible says nobody, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? This means that if you ask for the Holy Ghost, you're going to get it. So that's why you're going to ask. And number three, you're going to praise God, because your praise will attract the Holy Ghost. As you're praising God, you're going to feel the power of God. It's just going to happen. When you feel it, just let it happen. And before long, as you begin to feel the power of God, God's going to take control of your tongue, and you're going to start speaking in other tongues. Just go ahead and speak in tongues. When you feel the tongues coming, just speak it. It's the Holy Ghost filling you up so you can be a witness. You got it? Let's do it right now. First thing, pray repentance. Second thing, ask God for the Holy Ghost. Third thing, praise him like you're crazy. And we're all going to praise him. You guys are not off the hook. You're going to help us praise him, because the praise is going to activate the move of God. And so the more people praising, the better. Okay? So let's do this. In the name of Jesus, we come before you, God. I repent. Lord God, close your eyes and talk to God. When you close your eyes, you forget about everything around you, and it's just you and Jesus. Close your eyes and say, God, I repent right now. In the name of Jesus, forgive me, Lord, of every sin, every word, every action, every desire, every thought. Everybody, let's pray a prayer of repentance. Forgive me, God, of every time I've done things that are not pleasing to you. Take control of my life right now. Take control. Tell him from your heart. Take control of my heart, God. Take control of my life. I give myself to you. Do what you want to do with me. Do everything that you want to do in my life. I'm yours, God. I'm yours. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now you got to open up your mouth and pray to God. Go ahead. Keep talking to him. Keep repenting. Keep repenting. Come on, tell God what you want to tell him. Go ahead and repent. Yes, go ahead and repent. Yes, tell him from your heart. You got to open up your mouth and do it. Now, ask God for the Holy Ghost. Say, God, say, Lord, listen to me. Say, God, sister, say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, say it. Fill me, Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, fill me with the... Ask God, because it said if you ask, he's going to give it to you. That's it. As you're asking, you're going to begin to feel it coming on you. Come on, tell him, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, fill me, Jesus. Fill me with your power. Now lift up your hands and lift up your voice, and everybody, start praising God. We're going to count to three, and we're just going to let the praise go up right now in the name of Jesus. As you're praising, the Holy Ghost is going to fall on you, and you're going to begin to speak in tongues. Don't wait for anyone to come and lay hands on you. Just start speaking in tongues. You ready? Are you ready? Let's praise God. Let's just praise him. One, two, three. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Ghost is going to fall right now. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Let the Lord move. Let the Lord move. Lift up your hand. Lift up your voice. Give God a praise. Come on, people. Help me praise the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. In the name of Jesus. Yes, praise him till the Holy Ghost falls down. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, that's it. Give him praise.